Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Marion County Public Health Director Kim Dorn with the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Marion County.
Started the third week of Phase 1B. What is your update here as we get this week started?
Well, Marion County Public Health provided vaccinations to the school personnel this last week. This coming week, we have one more school to finish up, and so we'll get that taken care of. And the other doses that we were allocated went to Knoxville Medicap, Pella Walmart, and Pella Regional Pharmacy. My understanding is the vaccine went very quickly in all of those places. So they are working off of their wait lists, and so they knocked down the wait list just a very little bit because they only got 100 or 200 doses, so it wasn't very much. Everybody's continuing to hope for more vaccine. As it comes in, we will allocate it out, or we will start another group in the 1B grouping. The next group that we'll work with is childcare and early childhood. So those are, they're specifically named in our orders, so we will get working on them as soon as we get some more vaccine. The one thing that we have seen happening, we've had several calls for the booster dose from public health when they got their prime dose from another entity. So it's really, really important for people to go back to the same place that they got their first dose when it's time for their second dose. And the reason for that is because that's how the vaccine is allocated to us. So if you get it at public health, you get your first one at public health, you should get your second one at public health. If you get your first one at Medicap, you should get your second one at Medicap. It's just really important for people to understand that if they call and they say, hey, I had my first dose in Polk County, I want to get my second dose here, you're probably going to hear me say, you need to go back to where you got your first dose, because second doses always follow first doses.
Is there some sort of threshold that you have to cross in order to move on to the next grouping, such as those childcare workers that you mentioned?
They're in our current orders. This is just how we have chosen to move forward through it in Marion County. And so some counties have done it differently and just mixed them all up, and they haven't done it in groupings like we have. So we're working on, they're the last named group in this particular order. And so once we get those folks vaccinated, then we'll be finishing up with folks who like missed the first time, or they didn't want it right at first and now they do want it. And we've got a lot of that going on. And once you're eligible, you're always eligible. So now we're starting to hear from some folks who are medical that were not ready at the first time, and now they're ready. So we're getting them in. After that, then we will continue to work on the 65 and over group until they give us new orders.
And I suppose it's important to keep in mind that those folks, such as Phase 1A medical workers, they don't get preference over everyone else now that they're
no.
in the next phase, correct?
Nope. They're, you know, when we said early on that if somebody in that very first group, they were a little hesitant, didn't want it right then, that's fine. They can do that. But we're not going to bump somebody off of a schedule in order to get them their vaccine later. So now they have to wait in line.
The state announced this past week that if a county didn't use up at least 80% of its allocation for that week, that they wouldn't get an allocation for the following week. Are you taking any steps to make sure that that doesn't happen here in Marion County? And if so, what are they?
Well, we have been doing a really good job of making sure that vaccine gets in arms. So as soon as we find out what our allocation is for the week, we within hours, we have the plan for what's going to happen that next week. As far as, are we going to keep it? Are we going to allocate it out? And when we allocate it out, it has to, you know, it has to be to one of the approved providers. That I'm not going to lie, that rule has made me think twice about allocating it out, because it's not always gone real smooth with those allocations. And I worry that if it doesn't get out in arms quickly enough, then it will affect everybody, because then the next week we don't get any, and that's 500 doses that nobody gets. So it's really, really critical for us to plan. So when I get my allocation, I call the people that are up for allocation. I say, can you get it gone in a week? because if you can't, then I don't want to give it to you. So there is a lot of planning going on around that and some assurance that we will not miss doses that way.
Is there anything else that you want to touch on here before we wrap up?
I just want to reemphasize that, you know, we continue to ask for patience as we work through the groups allowed in the current vaccine shortage orders. We have orders. We're following them. I know that the 65 plus group is all very, very enthusiastic about getting the vaccine, and there just isn't enough vaccine. So we do just ask for continued patience.
Thanks to Marion County Public Health Director Kim Dorn for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.